Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody has an opinion, and people will share theirs with you, whether you ask for it or not. It's one thing to have an opinion on a football team, and another to have an opinion on someone else's future. I know everybody means well, but don't listen to them if you have your heart set on something. Respect everyone's opinion, and always say thank you for the advice, but don't second-guess something you are sure about, because someone thinks it will be a bad idea. How do they know if it's a good idea or not? How do they know if you will make it or not? I guess some people do know what's best for you when it comes to certain things. But when it comes to your future, you are the only one who can make an important decision. Today, right now. Good afternoon. This is Francesca Reichert, live with you on Blog Talk Radio. Today, I want to stand up for anyone who has ever been doubted by someone and encourage them to follow their dreams. I'd personally rather go through life knowing I tried my best and whatever came from it was meant to be, rather than go through life not knowing if I could have been someone completely different. You don't have to tell me it's hard to make it in life. I know it is. I know I don't know much about the real world, being only a teenager, but I do know this. There are plenty of opportunities out there. Sometimes, you just have to find them. And anyone out there with a dream, you should chase it as far as you can. Everybody has a purpose in life. It's up to you to use the talents that God gave you to find it. The worst thing you can do to yourself is give up on something because someone out there doesn't believe in you. Well, there are billions of people on Earth alone, and I can promise you this. At least half of them are impressed with your dreams and goals. Just because your friend doesn't think you can be an actor doesn't mean you shouldn't try. Or just because your parents said be a lawyer doesn't mean you have to be. If you want to be an actor, be an actor. If you want to be a lawyer, be a lawyer. If you want to be somebody, be that person. Don't let anyone tell you that you can't do it. Just because other people didn't make it doesn't mean you won't. Just because other people did doesn't mean you will either. You have to work for it. Nothing will be handed to you, ever. My generation has the hardest time with this because of all the technology filling our minds with pointless facts. So what if there is only a 1 in a million chance? Why can't you be that one? It just doesn't make sense to me why we let facts scare us. Yes, it's hard to make it, but it's hard to make it in every job. Not every doctor is a one-of-a-kind surgeon who has a 6-month waiting list, just like not every actor is a billionaire. You can't define success with money or materialistic items. You can only define it one way. You will know you are successful when you wake up in the morning and are happy because this is exactly where you want to be. The person you are, the job you have, the life you live, makes you feel complete. That's success. Success isn't money. Money might buy you things that make you happy for a little, but eventually you will just want more money and more stuff. I know who I am and who I want to be, and the odds of me making it as an inspirational talk show host frighten me, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to try. Somebody out there is going to get a talk show, Why can't it be me? Just like everyone who wants to be a doctor so they can find the cure to cancer. Good for you. You guys are amazing. Because eventually, somebody is going to find it. Why can't it be you? You have a fair shot at doing whatever it is you want out there. But you are letting things get in your head. The amount of negativity in this world is unbelievable. Let's change it to some positivity. You can be whoever you want to be. I support your dreams. I believe in you. So I'm also starting to notice a lot of people scared to try something because their parents expect them to go into the same profession. Just the other day, I overheard someone saying how they want to be an author, but their parents are doctors, so that's what they are going to do. Just because your parents do something doesn't mean you have to do it. You are your own person. Do not forget that. Definitely get your parents' thoughts on who you want to be and see if you can get some good advice. But don't let them tell you who to be. Chances are their parents told them who to be also, and then you will tell your kids who will tell their kids, and it will be a never-ending cycle. Somebody is going to break the cycle eventually. So if you really want to do something different, don't be afraid to speak up. After all, it is your life, and you are the one who will have to live with it every single day. Now, I don't want anybody to go out and tell their parents or family that they don't have to listen to them because I said you didn't. That is not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying to make a smart choice on who you want to be based on what you enjoy doing. Even do some research to see what type of schooling is necessary and what it's like being in that career. And then sit down with your family and tell them the facts you accumulated and why you think this is the best career choice for you. And remember, just because you're excited doesn't mean they will be. But I'm sure they'll be proud that you took the time to look up everything you need to know and make an important decision on your own. They might even give you some unwanted comments on how difficult it will be or a story about their childhood, but that's just because they love you and want you to make the right decision. Enough about choosing a career. Let's talk about standing up for yourself and not giving up. Be aware that there is a lot of people who will walk through your life and tell you how you will never make it or how you won't be good at it. That's one person's opinion. Some people don't want to take a risk on their dreams and would rather take a secure job that they know will pay the bills. That's good for them. But if you want to chase your dream, chase it. Don't give up at the first bump in the road because there will be plenty. Don't give up if you fail the first time. Life isn't meant to be easy. Plus, one day when you're giving a speech, you need to have an exciting story of how life knocked you down and you thought about quitting. Everyone always gets so inspired by those stories. There are plenty of them, and why don't we make one more? We all want to be somebody, and I'm just trying to tell you that you can be that person. Doesn't matter where you come from or who your parents are. It matters who you are, where your heart is, and where you want to go. And always remember, if it's meant to be, it will happen, one way or another. Don't wander through life wishing you chased your dreams and wondering how different your life would be if you actually chose your own path. Choose your own path, choose your dream, and please chase after it. We are the future. We have to stop letting it scare us. Our future all depends on the choices we make right now to follow or not to follow your dreams. The choice is up to you. Pick the one you won't regret. Thank you for listening to today's show. Follow me on Twitter at IMG Radio Show. That's at IMG Radio Show. Also, like my page on Facebook, Inspiring My Generation. Until next week, remember to follow your heart and chase after those dreams. It's your life. It's up to you who you are.